Blog Talk Radio.
The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of EasyWay Broadcasting.
Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Risa Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Yes, indeed. Radio Boomers Live, coming to you live from Southern California with Risa Gray, Betty White's co-star Risa Gray, and myself. And I'll tell you guys, it's beyond exciting. Risa, you with us? Okay. We have so much. There she is. Okay, we have so much going on. This is beyond amazing. With the technology that's going on today and the way, just for myself, watching my son create these channels and the good things people do, now they can get them out there so much better. Years ago, the boomers know that when a certain situation came up and they delivered it via television, radio, or whatever, now there's just so many platforms, it's mind-boggling. I mean, people can tweet things out, they could Facebook them out, and the blogs and everything, and I've seen with Eric's channels, wow, we can communicate with so many people all over the world. I mean, it's unbelievable now that you can have a situation where you have an event, say, and the people in England are watching it live on their cell phone. It's like, you got to be kidding me. Well, anyway, like I've always said to everybody, I'm still impressed by the television. But that's the way it is. But anyway, we're in the TV now with the iLaunch, the Easy Way, and the network. And we're gonna go into that, and I get Eric on sometimes at the end of the show, and he can update you on everything that's going on. But for now, we're going to go into Hot Topics.
Ripped from the headlines, today's Hot Topics.
Well, we're going to go into the hot topic we're going to talk about is, I'm going to go over some of the news things that are going on today, guys, and I'll tell you, I have to be honest with you, I read articles where it says just cut down the TV time, so I literally unplugged the TV to see what it would be like, and I'm getting so much more done. I mean, the technology, you can watch it on TV and see everything that's going on, but I've kind of switched over a little bit. And now I'm learning a lot more. I'm going on the cell phone and researching things, and I'm finding out more about apps and, certain little situations where you have to be cautious about opening up certain doorways. You might get situations where you'll get a email or something, and they'll say, be cautious of opening it up to certain email. And, putting your information out online with all your credit card information and your Social Security card and things like that. So you have to monitor that stuff. You have to be a little careful. And we've got prior shows that let you know tips and tricks about what to look for and how to be careful with that. And I have opened up that door. So baby boomers out there, this new technology, because it's actually not that difficult. You can learn a lot of stuff. I mean, I'm amazed how I can just go on to some of these apps or whatever they are and learn a little bit about what's going on with the climate for real. I mean, is all this climate change for real? And to me it was, but then I did more research and I'm thinking like, oh, okay, there's two sides to this. and it's all at the tip of your fingers. But, you know, as far as the boomers sitting around going, okay, what do we do now that we're retired and we're running short of money? Well, you know, check out what's going on. Just research boomers after retirement, how to make incomes, how to supplement incomes, how to supplement no income. You know, if you're collecting a Social Security check that's not enough, well, guess what? There's all kinds of ways out there that you can pick up extra money or just fill in that void that's there. Because I told you before, the average baby boomer made $44,000 a year, and they're supposed to retire with 11 times that much in the bank, which is about $500,000. And they don't do that. They retire with $20,000 to $40,000 in the bank, which doesn't last long. So that's, you know, this is all I'm trying to put a little positive spin on this. Go on. Don't be afraid to move forward with some of these apps and your cell phone. Get the new cell phones and research some of this, because it can pull you through some of these tough times regarding income and making up the gap. So anyway, that's what I wanted to do, was just let you guys know that don't be afraid to step forward and learn a little bit of this stuff, because if I can do it, you can do it. It's not so hard. So with that, we're going to go into hot topic time.
Ripped from the headlines, today's hot topic.
That was a baby boomer move. We've already done hot topic time, but we will do it again because this is a baby boomer show.
Yep. That was I was trying to cover a little bit about the tech stuff with the boomers, but as far as the news goes, the good news, a lot of tensions were released when North Korea created over the years. They had their desire to have nuclear ballistic missiles. Now things seem to be changing, as North Korea President Kim Jong-un has said he will begin dismantling his nuclear program if security can be guaranteed. All right, so Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the U.S. will lift sanctions if Kim follows through with his promise to denuclearize North Korea. President Trump is to meet with North Korean leader. This is the first time this is going to happen, on June 12th, so things are looking good there. President Trump pledged Sunday to help the Chinese comm giant ZTE, and I'm reporting this because this is a very big company in China, and if something goes wrong, there's a lot of people are going to be laid off. But it shows that these sanctions are pretty powerful. So they're going to try to help them return to business days after the company said it would cease major operating activities because of the U.S. government's trade sanctions. The president of China and I are working together to give massive phone company ZTE a way to get back to business. Fears of mounting, well, you know, you've heard what's going on in the news in the Hawaiian Islands. There's more cracks appearing in the Kilauea volcano. Hawaii is bracing itself for further eruptions. They are interruptions, but further eruptions. There's been fear. Well, up to now, I don't want to be off on this, but about 25, 30 homes have been burned. And they're bracing for further eruptions. Three lava fissures have opened up on the Big Island. And there's a geothermal energy plant over there that's close by. You know, the thing is, you put the cup of coffee on the counter, I mean on the dashboard, you turn it and it slips off. Do you put it back up there again? Because these people are building homes when this stuff hardens on this lava after it hardens up. I mean, whatever. We'll see what happens. Okay, so we got the White House last week announced a plan to reinstate economic sanctions on Iran in two stages over 6 months. President Trump has said Obama's Iran nuclear deal was a disaster. In sports, the 76ers hope to acquire LeBron James. Seattle Mariners second baseman Rob Cano suffered a fractured wrist after he was hit during a pitch. The legendary coach Chuck Knox, he passed away at 86, famous for turning around three NFL franchises. And Tom Brady says he is still playing at 40 because he has not reached his goal. 1,000 career rush yards. So, see, it's good to have a goal. And with that, we'll shoot into a commercial.
Looking to grow and align your brand with celebrities and other established brands? Your brand is all about your entire customer experience. Everything from your logo, your website, your social media experiences, the way you answer the phone, to the way your customers experience your staff. So why not let us help you get your branding right from the start? At Easyway Promotions, we are a new class of professionals providing first-class online branding, promotion, social media, website development, editing, graphic design, public relations, media, SEO, and online advertising to give your business the competitive edge to stand out. Our highly experienced experts will not only help you increase your online presence, but also provide you with a proven online strategy to help you increase the value of your company and make acquiring new customers easier. So what are you waiting for? Contact us today and let us help you grow your business exponentially.
For more information, contact 424-209-9290 or visit EZWayPromotions.com. That's letter E, letter Z. We also encourage you to like our Facebook page at Easy Way Promotions.
Easy Way Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. Easy Way Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to Easy Way Magazine today by following Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact at EasyWayBroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way. Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. Easy Way specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow EasyWay on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. HavanaWatches.com provides the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in our custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and internationally designed models. HavanaWatches.com has been creating high-quality watches since 2004. Our executive staff has over 18 years of watch experience. I myself was the past president of Whitnor Watches International. We are American-owned and operated. Our goal is to provide you with a watch you are proud to wear. We want to be your preferred watch brand in the United States. See our styles at HavanaWatches.com. Find watches exclusively for you.
And there you go. Find watches exclusively for you. And I've got a Havana watch. They're attention getters. And they're cool because they really look cool and they keep very accurate time. So anyway, moving along, guys. I hope you got my point and I made it before. The boomers, you know, we don't have to be out of touch. And the old ostrich thing where you keep your head in the sand like I did for a long time. Start learning some of this stuff. It can be beneficial. So we're going to have I reached out. I'm going to see if I can get a hold of my son, EZ, Mr. EZ, to stop on the show with us here and give us a little bit of tech talk and all the stuff that's going on. Because I'll tell you what, they say it stimulates brain cells when you learn new things. Well, that's good for me because I needed a little brain stimulation. I've been learning a lot of stuff here. So I'm going to have the engineer dial in and see if we can get Mr. Eric Zuli on the line with us. He's our guest here today. Let me see if I push the right buttons. Ah, I hear this sound in the background. I'm going to get Eric himself on the phone. I've been trying to pull him in.
Life is hard. I'm loaded anyway. Life is hard.
Hey, what's going
and
on?
And drum roll, do we got you? Eric, Mr. Easy Zuli, the founder of
I think we got a drum roll, hold on.
Yeah, there we go. Cool. Hey, Eric, thanks for jumping on board Radio Boomers Live and jumping
well,
on
I
the show.
Well, I had to get off of the calls and my busy schedule today because our guest, I mean, I just want to say this, that's kind of rude. When somebody is scheduled to be on something and they're promoted by our network and a lot of people are anxious to hear the promotion and that's why they're tuning in and they don't even show up.
Well, sometimes people run into issues. You never know if they're driving somewhere.
Yeah, but
there's no
excuse for no communication. There's no excuse for that. I'm just saying, like, the listeners, don't do that to people. It's just not cool. You know, I mean, if you can't make something,
happens.
Then at least communicate. But anyway, let's get into the show. What's up, guys?
You know, Eric, I was telling him, I was back in the flip phone situation, and, you gave me your hand-me-down phone, which is a real high-tech phone for me, and I started learning. And, you know, it's not that difficult. And, you know, you with the stations and everything and all the stuff you do, do you find it difficult when you have to transition from one station and then you bring on another? Or do you just enjoy, is that just part of the way you are?
I'm really tech savvy and smart, so we have a lot of gadgets and gizmos and helper tools, I guess you can call them, to be automated. Keyword, automated. If you're not automated, then you'll probably pull your hair out of your head doing what I do. It is a lot of work, but we are pretty automated. We have a good system that's keeping all the content moving, and so if you're subscribed, you'll know what's happening. So. That's my answer.
But then again, automated. The other thing you have going on that seems interesting is the live stuff, which, as you know, I was a little leery of because there's no room for mistakes with the live stuff. You know what I mean? And when you actually go on live, you get there. Is there any kind of delay at all? Where is if you're filming somebody live?
There's a 30-second delay, just in case. Yeah.
Okay, so a little safety factor there. And now, with all the events we've done over the years, what's one of the major changes? Now, we go back, we started this, 16 years ago or so. We do the events. We would film it with the little, what is that, that little tape, which I have bags and bags and bags of tapes all over the place there, categorized. And when I say bags, they're in these special bags, boxes, whatever.
Oh,
and
cool.
Now the difference today, now it's a lot easier, I guess, to film digitally and do what you're doing now compared to was, 15 years ago. Is this benefiting you a lot, the tech today, compared to when we used to film and do the events back then?
Oh, there's no comparison. I mean, you just get a cloud server to store the content. And it's just so much more faster and efficient and easier to work with the new age tech we have now versus the DVI tapes, which we still have a lot of, but everything's on YouTube that we've pretty much done. But it's definitely a lot nicer.
And I from the outside have received so much, so many comments. Your son has done more in a week or a weekend than the people we've been working with for the last year have done, and they're dumbfounded by how you get stuff out there. And I remember that one situation where it was literally one evening we worked with someone, and they had us at their office the next day, and this was, a big Beverly Hills top of the building thing, and they were dumbfounded on what you did. The results, and we work with a lot of studios now, I just get a lot of comments where, I'm getting hit up by so many people now. This is basically a life-changing experience when I came across your son. And that's kind of cool. Now, How's that feeling when you know that you're going to be talking to somebody and you could literally change their life? And that's got to be kind of a cool feeling, huh?
Well, you know, it is, and I take no credit. I give it all to God. He's chosen us to be a vessel to be able to put information out, and it's what I live for every day when I wake up, knowing that I can change someone's life, or I can help somebody that is has the heart to help somebody else. And that's our motto, is influencing influencers to influence their followings, you know, to give back. And we're doing it with so many people now, and we have a lot of different members that we're working with. The Grace Women's Conference is coming up, and then look at what the Grace Women's Conference does. They help women that need hope and feel lost, you know, find God, find faith, and guide them, you know, to feel better about themselves. And it's just a good, wholesome situation. Tyler's Coffee, healthy coffee, no acid.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at everything we do, Safe Solutions Now, helping the kids in the schools, and redoing the attitude adjustments and water,
yeah,
healthy water, and medical. And I can go on and on, how all of our clients and our members that are all trying to do something good. It's good news. It's good, good, good. Everything we do is good. It's light. We're the light.
Well, and you've been on the bus. This is going to be a big thing. And I always want to get my Hope Tour off to a good start. And this is going to be a really good start, because we're going to like 14, I think it's 13, 14 cities Janelle Garner has put together, and Greg Cameron and all their team over there at Safe. This is going to be exciting. And personally, I'm kind of anxious to go through Texas, because I've always wanted to go to San Antonio and see the Alamo. And we're putting together a group of individuals that have nonprofits, and the this is all going to be going on the tour and giving a little bit of recognition, or a lot of recognition, to these individual groups, Safe Solutions Now, with whatever nonprofits we're going to be bringing with. It's going to shine a lot of light, and then you're going to be following it along, and we're going to put out what's going on or where we're heading. So this is going to be exciting. And the bus, Eric, you know, the bus is going to be painted with a special paint, you know.
It's going to be incredible, yeah. Well, the Safe Solutions Now bus is 40,000 square feet. Oh, I'm sorry. No, not 40,000.
Not that big.
That'd be pretty big, but 40.
40-foot long.
It's a 40-foot bus. And I'm so used to 1,000 square feet, because we're dealing with all these buildings.
Yeah.
We have a 12,000 square foot building that one of our clients is in San Diego. But anyway, inspiredimagesstudios.com. Check them out.
Inspired Images.
Safe. We're redoing their website right now. We're redoing their branding. We're redoing a lot of stuff. You're going to see some really, really incredible stuff in a simple fashion. And you're going to be able to like really tap in and engage with what they have going on. This bus is beyond incredible. And it's a TV show on our iLaunch Easy Way network. And it's a great show that's going to come out and support and help. That's another one, helping the communities. And so, yeah, safesolutionsnow.com. Go make sure that you become a member and you're part of that movement. I promise you, you're going to regret it if you don't.
And then we got the grand opening, which I'm looking forward to, down in Vista. This is a unique situation where they literally, they have a nice studio at their home, but they have literally, they're in the process of transforming the old post office. And when they tore out a lot of the walls in it, you could see the old fashioned, you know, windows, the way they had them and everything, and the old bricks. It was really interesting, like going back in time. And that's going to be coming. What's the date we have on that? Do we have a date on the?
No date yet.
Well,
it's going to be towards the end of the year. Maybe even next year. It all depends on how the building permits and all the stuff that allows the marketing to get started. But you know, there's still things that need to be confirmed, and I want to give a shout out to a lot of the members and the people that are part of the Radio Boomers Live group. Bill Brown is listening right now, Bruce Habitzel, Glenn Francis, Kathleen, Corey Finney, Pamela, Tyler Ornstein with tylerscoffee.com. It's 20% off right now, guys. If you use the code Easy Way, no acid.
Oh, I'm
really healthy
coffee now.
Yeah, I know. I mean, we can't. I mean,
hey,
ever
you know
since
what?
We tried.
I wasn't a coffee drinker, but when I saw, you know, this is a coffee that's in the healthy category. I've never read that before. So I'm actually, and I enjoy it. This is kind of cool.
It's interesting. You know, I'm going to answer a couple of calls here and see who's on the line and see if anybody wants to hop on. 702-2853. 702-2853. If you're there, go ahead and say hi and who you are, where you're calling from. Are you there? Hello? 702 area code? Okay, sometimes they're shy. We'll try 323-9720. Caller, are you there?
Yeah, that's me. That's Big Bruce.
Hey, oh, Big Bruce. Bruce. What's up, Bruce? Bruce Habitzel.
Hey, everybody. Hey, Bruce, how's it going?
You're on air with Radio Boomers Live on Easyway Radio.
Awesomeness, awesomeness. Everything is great,
Bruce,
man.
Bruce
yeah.
gets around. He is what I call the traveling man. He is at events all over Hollywood, and then you'll see him in different countries. So, Bruce, this is kind of cool. I like watching your videos and where you're at. You're at so many different events. What do you have a particular spot in mind? You know, any special memories you have when you go out of country that you really like, that you'd want to go back
when
to?
When I go out of country, well, the Louvre is amazing. You know, all the historical artwork over near the Louvre, the Colosseums
oh, yeah.
are incredible.
Yeah.
Man, there's so much to take in over there. So much. My favorite spot, though, I think my favorite spot was Monte Carlo. And I actually got to meet the Prince of Monte Carlo for a brief short time.
That's cool.
Oh, wow.
His casino, you know, the Monte Carlo casino, right, where James Bond was shot. So I got to hang out with some of those folks when I was over there. I just missed J-Lo performing at the Monte Carlo casino.
Oh,
but
bummer.
You know what? But the gentleman that he actually let me get up on the stage, which was awesome, man. It was closed. Like, there was no show at the time. And he let me go into the theater and walk on the stage. And I mean, that's like such a historical place and a historical experience. You know, he left me hum a few bars. He said, see, because the acoustics in there are mainly set up for opera. You know, on
so
the
cool.
inside casino, you know, the venue inside. So it was pretty amazing, just the sound
where's,
of the place.
Where's Bruce's next venture going to be?
Huh? My next
where's
venture?
Next trip.
Well,
I mean, where are you
I'm really
next?
Praying hard about that. I was hoping to get over to Cane's, but it looks like there's only a couple days of that left. I don't think I'm going to make it. But
okay.
I am working on so many projects, man. I don't know where anything's going to land me. You
know? I
know.
I see you. I see you on Facebook. It's like, where is he at now?
Bruce, let me ask you a question. The Easy Way Network and all the content that we put out, the shows, the radio that you get to listen to, the live streaming. You know, what do you think about that? And have you heard any good feedback?
I think it's amazing, and I think it's too much for me to keep up on. It's like me. I'm everywhere. You know, the easy way, and the more and more shows you have, and digital broadcasting, television and radio, and, you know, commercials that can be done for other people's, and all the networking, and all the business events. It sounds like me, doesn't it? Huh?
Yeah.
You guys watch me, and I try to watch you, but I'm like, oh, man, I just don't know. It keeps my head spinning.
Well, you know, we're on national television now, cable, satellite, antenna, OTT. We just linked up with Evander Holyfield's family, and so we started iLaunch EasyWay. So I don't know if you've checked that out yet, but iLaunchEasyWay.com. We have 7 networks that we're working on, 3 that are functional live television channels, DirecTV, but we're working on four new networks to add to – no, I'm sorry, 3 new networks to add to the bunch.
Well, there you go, man. There you go.
Bruce, we appreciate your support. You've been supporting us the Easy Way and Eric for a long time. We appreciate that.
Yeah, it's been a few years, huh? One of my favorites with you guys, though, was with Jimmy Rooney on my birthday last year. That was hilarious. Wow. That guy, he's got his things, but he is a great time and fun, you know, when you're having some kind of an event or you're just social. Jimmy's like, hilarious. He's just hilarious,
so,
man.
So where are you heading tonight, Bruce? Where
am I heading tonight?
Every night you have some event you go.
I'm not positive. I don't know yet for sure.
Good.
Never know. I might land on another planet or just take a break for the day.
Hey, we have other planets we're going to be working with. So just letting you know, with our safe solutions, we actually have other planets we're going to be touring. So, hey, maybe
that's
we'll get you on our Hope Tour.
Yeah, there you go. There you go, get man. That would
tour.
Be sensational. Get
well,
out there and.
In, Bruce.
Hey, I want to spit out
the,
a couple of the projects I've got coming up so you guys are aware. One that I'm working in, I shared a little bit about, is one of our own out in Cali, an ex-mob boss. We're looking to fund a film. It's called From Mob Boss to the Cross.
Wow.
So that's going to be some incredible stuff. Everyone
that
can get
familiar.
Involved. Yeah, Dr. Bruno. Dr. Bruno, man. Everybody, we
cool.
can all get involved with him. He's, you know, it's an incredible venture.
That's what
Olympia,
we like to hear.
Olympia Giolini. You guys know Giolini? Family Film Awards?
We've got a list. And when you mentioned the transition, that's a 180. And that's, Bruno going from the bad to the good. I mean, we love stories like that. But, Bruce, we are totally out of time, and Carmelita is waiting anxiously for us. So we thank you, Bruce, because you're a busy guy. Thank you for stopping in. And we'll
thank
have you
pop guys
back in again.
Talk for making later. Things the easy way.
Thank you, Bruce. So,
all right,
guys, and Eric, I'll tell you, it's exciting. So much stuff. And, you know, I met a lot of cool people. I met Richard Dreyfuss and just the list. I mean, list goes on and on and on. We had an event at the golf course, at Trump's golf course in Rancho Palos Verdes, and Rosie Greer was there, a football player. But, you know, I mentioned a lot of these names, and the younger listeners have no idea who these people are. Well, back in their days, they were pretty big. So anyway, I think it's time for us. Eric, thank you for popping on. And I think we're going to be moving into Carmelita's Corner here. Let's see what we got here. Okay. We have, you know, guys, I have so much information I could give you. I have reports and reports. And, you know, I do these reports. I do a lot of the research. And a lot of it I read, a lot of the news, it kind of leans towards the negative.
I think we need to go to Carmelita's Corner, Dad, or are you trying to take up all the airtime today? No, I'm just
I just said it's time for Carmelita's Corner. Let's move on.
I'm sorry, the engineer was talking to everybody off air. We didn't get a chance to hear.
Oh,
so.
Good. See, it wasn't Dad's fault.
You want to go ahead and bring on Carmelita's Corner again so we can get
yep.
that good intro.
yep.
Go ahead.
Okay, guys. Well, thank you, Bruce, for popping in, and Eric. Thanks for popping in, and I'll tell you, we got so much, tons and tons of information, so go on the archive shows, learn about retirement, and finances, and health, but for now, we have Carmelita Pittman, Carmelita's Corner, and this is always...
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Good morning, everybody. And here we are on another great day. And I've got an amazing guest today. All right, that's what I'm talking about. You hear that applause? You know, we need to applaud ourselves every day for waking up and getting ready to face another day out there in this brave new world. And it is a blessing to be alive. And on that note, Brenda, good morning.
Yes. Good morning, Carmelita.
All right. Did you hear that applause, Brenda?
I love it. I'll take my bow.
Yes, indeed. You know, we have to pat ourselves on the back because, you know, everybody needs some encouragement. I mean, I don't care how accomplished you are or whatever it is. And the thing is that, you know, there's not enough love going around, and including for ourselves, because you have to have some self-love in order to love everybody else. Am I correct?
You're so right, Carmelita. One of the things that I always encourage people to say is something that I learned from one of Louise Hay's books many years ago, and that is, I love and approve of myself. And we've got to do that, because if we cannot love and approve of ourselves and give our own selves support, then we really can't expect other people to give it to us.
It's like when you're on the airplane, what's the first thing they tell you?
Put that oxygen mask on you first, Carmelita.
That's what they tell you.
Yeah.
for good reason. You can't help anybody else if you can't help yourself.
That's so true.
Mm-hmm. But listen, I just want to thank you for coming on the air with me today. You have so much to share. You are such a vital force on this planet. I cannot commend you enough for what you have been doing and what you have achieved. And number one, our guests need to know that you are a breast cancer survivor and that you took another route in order to gain that status by finding an alternative means of achieving your health. And because you took that road, which I'm going to ask you how you took that road and how you came to the results, you are cancer-free of breast cancer.
That's
Can
right.
Can you tell
I
us
diagnosed
how you did
in,
that?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I was diagnosed in 1999 with both breast and cervical cancer. My doctors wanted me to do surgery, chemo, and radiation. But I did refuse those treatments because my mother and aunts on both my mom and my dad's side had also been diagnosed with those types of cancers. They had done the surgery, the chemo, and the radiation. And it really was the treatments that did them in, not the cancer. So when I saw that, I said to myself then, if I ever did get diagnosed with cancer, that I would not go that route. So when I did get the diagnosis, it gave me the opportunity to step up to the plate and honor the words that I had spoken out before. And I looked for natural ways. I just felt that my body was created by God to heal itself if I knew what to do and I knew what to give it. And so I did my research, and I decided that I was going to go with a completely natural and holistic approach, really featuring five key things, you know, to help my body to heal. And it worked out great, and so much so, Carmelita, that my doctor had originally told me that if I didn't do the surgery, chemo, and radiation, that I would be dead in 6 months to a year. So I said, well, I'll tell you what, if I'm still alive, I'll come back and see you in 6 months. And when I did go back to see him and he did all the retesting, he was amazed, and he really changed his mind and point of view. And actually, he began sending people to my center, because I had founded a center, the Living Foods Institute, for people to come and learn what to do to help their bodies to heal naturally.
Can you tell us what the five key things are that you did?
Absolutely. There is a hierarchy to healing, and so number one is more important than number two or three or four, but all of these five things work in synergy with each other, and they support the body to heal itself. So number one, Carmelita, most important as to why does a person develop a disease like cancer or other diseases, and what is the most important thing for them to do to heal that, and that is not what a person eats, but the way a person thinks. Our thinking is the most important thing that we can do. Every word we think, every word we speak, manifests into something for us. So we want to be sure that we are speaking and thinking only in positive and healing terms. So sometimes when people are concerned about, well, what can I say if I have gotten a diagnosis of a serious disease like cancer that's going to be positive? And, you know, it's really very, very simple. just by saying, I am healed, we mm-hmm. put out a frequency for our body to heal.
Yes.
You know, so it's not about I hope I'm going to heal or, you know, maybe I'll heal or I think I'm going to heal, but I am healed. And when we can say that with real power, anytime we say I am, whatever that next word is that we fill in that blank with, that is that powerful manifestation that we're creating.
Yes.
So that's number one. Number two is healing the emotional self. There is an emotional reason for every disease. And actually, disease begins in the body by the way we think and emotional stuff. And this can be emotional stuff that we've been carrying around with us for years. It can be something that actually affected us even while we were still in the womb, before we even were born. It can be something as a baby or a very small child or as an adult. Maybe we got passed over for a job we thought we should have gotten, or maybe we went through a very challenging marriage or a divorce, or that we felt we were abused in some way. And that has really gets stored in our cellular memory, and that stuff can hang in there, and it can create all kinds of health issues over a lifetime. So it's really important to work on healing the emotional self. And then the third thing is stress.
Yes.
We're all under stress. One time I did a lecture in Florida, and I asked the whole audience, you know, who has never been stressed out? I wasn't expecting anybody's hand to go up. But one lady raised her hand, and I said, really? You've lived your entire life, and I'm going to think this woman was probably in her 60s, and you've never been stressed. And she said, no, I've never been stressed. And I said, well, you must not drive. And everybody, of course, laughed. And I said, well, gosh, if you want to know what it feels to be stressed out, go get your driver's license and drive on the interstate highways down in Florida, because that is quite challenging. And really and truly, there's no way to eliminate stress from our lives, but it isn't what happens to us at all. It's our reaction to what happens to us. So I like to work with people and teach them tools that they can remain calm even amid chaos, and that they can make a conscious decision not to stress themselves out. So many times, if something stressful happens, we might even take that victim mode to say, well, he did such and such to me, or he did such and such, and she stressed me out, he stressed me out, my boss stressed me out. But really the truth of it is that whatever he or she or the boss or anyone else did, we made the conscious decision to stress our own selves out over it. And so we can decide we're going to be stressed out, or we're going to stay calm and not allow that stress, which we know can do everything from raising blood pressure to cholesterol, and even people have heart attacks because of stress. And
yes,
diseases,
right.
You know, diseases mm-hmm. like cancer, Carmelita, can advance because of stress.
As a matter of fact, cancer is a stress-related illness.
It absolutely is. So that's the third most important, that we work on helping our own selves to be able to work through stressful situations without getting ourselves stressed out. The fourth thing is something that we are all in contact with usually on a daily basis, and that is toxicity and toxins in the body. Everything from additives, preservatives, chemicals, colors, dyes, prescription and over-the-counter medications, the toxic air we breathe, the chemicals in our homes, dry cleaning fluid that are used on clothes, or the flame retardants that are sprayed on furniture and draperies. And water that we drink that is not properly filtered, and food that we eat that maybe is not organic and has been grown with chemical fertilizers and sprayed with toxic chemicals. These things build up in the body over time. Heavy metals like lead, mercury, aluminum, they get high levels in the body. And then also pathogens and things like candida, fungus, mold, yeast, bacteria, viruses. Those heavy metals, if we have them in the body, act like magnets, and they hold on to those other pathogens, which then makes it more challenging for the body, if not impossible, to heal. So it's very important that we learn what's in the body and how and what to do to detox it out. At my center in Atlanta, we do a test when people come to see us called the HealthScope scan, and it actually scans our skin tissues, and that information goes into the lab, and we get back a 12-page physiology report, and it will show what's going on in the body. So it'll tell us if there's heavy metals and which ones and what the levels are and if there's fungus or mold or yeast or bacteria or other things that are causing a problem. It'll even tell us if we have allergies to foods or sensitivities to foods, because if we do and we're eating those foods, even if they're healthy foods, we can actually develop high levels of inflammation. So we want to make sure that we're doing a good cleanse, a detoxification, and getting those harmful things out of the body. And then lastly, number five, of course, is what we eat. Hippocrates, the father of medicine, told us, let food be your medicine, let medicine be your food. But, you know, Carmelita, we live in a day and a time that we let pharmaceuticals be that drug, not food. And if we could get away from putting so much toxic things like drugs in our body, and instead we could look at our food and our herbs and even essential oils and superfoods and look at them as medicines and make good decisions for ourselves about what we eat, what we put inside our body, what we drink, then we're actually giving our body the medicine that it needs, not only to heal if it's gotten sick, but to keep the body healthy over a lifetime. My belief is that we do not have to get sick to make our transition to die, that we can be healthy all of our lives, and we can have a very easy transition, and it's that we don't have to get to that point that we're in the hospital with tubes and everything, you know, hooked up to us, by really paying attention to and taking good care of our health, and of course being one big thing being exactly what are we eating. Now, it's easy to go through the drive-thru and get the burgers and the fries and getting the pizza and, you know, all that food that tastes so good, that's full of sugar, that's full of bad fats, that's full of chemicals and additives and so forth that are in the body that even can make us become addicted to it. And I know I was addicted to many different types of foods that were not good for me, and it was challenging to give up those foods, and it took me a while. And there are even still times today after 19 years of being on this healthy lifestyle that I'll get tempted by a food. I'll eat something that I know is not something that is really good for me to eat, but now my body will react almost immediately, and it will let me know, you don't want to eat that. I'll feel differently than when I'm eating really high vibrational, super nutritious foods than if I eat something that is a low vibrational frequency and not a nutritious food. So I really do my best to stay devoted to a good lifestyle and a good diet. But if I do get off track, which happens from time to time, my body lets me know and reminds me I need to get right back on so that I can feel good. Because, you know, it's not just living, you know, a long time. I really want to have a quality of life. I want to have high energy. I want to really feel good and be able to participate in life at the fullest.
And listen, Brenda, we don't have a whole lot of time, but
I just want to let our listening audience know that you are a well-sought-after speaker, and we can see why. You're so well-informed, and you have so much to give. And also, you've been on major television networks, CNN included, all of the majors. You really have covered a lot of ground, and you also are an accomplished author. You've published 10 books, and I want to let them know that you are giving them a generous offer today by sending a request to your email address. Can you tell them what you're offering them today if they write to you?
Absolutely. I would like to give everyone who emails me a copy of my book, 33 Quick, Easy Recipes. So these will be easy to prepare in around 5 minutes or so, very nutritious, and they all taste really good. So it's fun to eat good, healthy foods when they taste good. So just email me, Brenda, at livingfoodsinstitute.com. Be sure that you put that S on foods, livingfoodsinstitute.com. And when I get that email, I'll reply back. I'll attach a copy of the 33 Quick and Easy Recipe book as a gift for them, Carmelita.
And we thank you so much. Our listening audience are in for a treat. And I also want to have you shout out your website address so they can contact you.
Website is livingfoodsinstitute.com.
All right. So on that note, Brenda, we're going to let you go about your business of helping people, keeping them alive. I mean, you know, saving lives is a very important job. And what you do, I understand you have a huge crew where you are, about 1,000, did you say, on your staff?
No. We've helped many thousands who have come to our center in Atlanta over the 19 years. We've had several thousand people that have participated. We do have a nice staff, but we don't have 1,000 people on the staff, Carmelita.
Okay.
But we do have a
wonderful
staff. I know you've
got a big operation, but I wasn't sure.
Yes, right.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's wonderful. I commend you, and thanks again for being my guest today. And
thank you
to the Easy Way Network for having us on. People can go to easywaynet.com and learn more about it. And I want to also salute my two co-hosts as well, Jim Zuli and Aretha Gray, and, of course, the founder, Eric Zuli. So we're going to head on out of here now. And, Brenda, you just keep up the good work. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Carmelita. EasyWayNetwork.com. And I'll tell you, you know, this is important stuff, guys, because you go on those shows we have, go back to the archive shows. I mean, there's stuff, and I'm not just saying this to listen to our shows. This is good stuff. I mean, I do research and going like, whoa, you know, the health stuff, the health tips and the financial tips, that, boy, if you don't follow these things, it's a mess. I mean, you wind up, I know a lot of people that have worked their whole life, and these are hardworking people, and they didn't know the strategy on how to keep a house in hard times, or, you know, have assistance when you're a senior with some kind of medical issue. There's programs that can help you out, and they wind up losing their homes in situations like that. So, you know, you got to pay attention to this stuff, because it's like I tell these younger people, I can't tell you how important it is to get a policy when you're in your 30s or 40s even, because it costs pennies to get a $300,000 policy. It's nickels and dimes when you're 30 and even when you're in your 40s. But when you wait till you're my age, it costs you hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month to get a little tiny policy. Costs you like $500 a month to get $25,000-$30,000. It's like you could save that much. But when you're younger, you put a couple bucks away and you get a huge policy. So anyway, I got a couple minutes here. I looked up, there's a little article on University Hospitals, My UH Care, and it has the top health concerns for boomers. So I'm going to give you these top 10 and read you this. The health and aging issues of baby boomers is quite different than those facing previous generations. For one thing, innovative medical advances are controlling diseases better, enabling boomers to live longer, fuller lives still. Their parents and grandparents before them, many boomers face age-related chronic diseases. Okay, the sooner you address these health concerns, the better it can be managed, says Dr. Zarut. It's K-O-L-P-M-D. And I'm going to, according to the doctor, here's the top seven health concerns for boomers. Cardiovascular disease, okay? The older you get, the higher risk of developing one or more types of cardiovascular disease, like high blood pressure, clogged veins, clogged arteries, and so on. And we have a guest coming up. We're going to talk about all that stuff. Number two is overweight and obesity. Now, you know, that leads to a lot of problems. You relate to diabetes and so on and so forth. And then number three is diabetes. Many boomers are overweight and aren't physically active. And they're at risk of developing type 2 diabetes. Number four is cancer. Certain screenings can help, various exams. Number five, caregiver stress. Maybe boomers find themselves taking care of children and aging parents and great stress. Number six, hepatitis C. And number seven, respiratory diseases. Baby boomers suffer from various respiratory problems, including chronic pulmonary diseases and so on and so forth. Well, that's the seven. So you have, I'll review real quick, cardiovascular disease, overweight and obesity, diabetes, cancer, caregiver stress, hepatitis C, and respiratory diseases. And so there's top seven for you. And you got to keep on top of all this stuff. You know, do the research. And I was going to, let's see, I got a couple of minutes. I'm just trying to get you all this cool information. All right, so here's I read an article in Forbes, the top five. Now, I want to keep this positive, but I'm going to feed you the stuff that's bothering people so you can correct it. Forbes top five retirement mistakes baby boomers are making. Okay, so number one is not planning your life expectancy in mind. Use data to get a sense of what to expect. Try a life expectancy calculator to get it takes a minute. That's no big thing. All right, number two is not being smart about Social Security. Taking too early, you get less. You wait a while, you get more. All right, number three, not having an estate or will. It is easy and inexpensive. You know, you don't want to put that off. All right, and all you got to do is try willing or LegalZoom for a free and low-cost will. Not by having a will, your heirs face difficulties through the state and so on and so forth. And number four, taking a lump sum from your pension without analyzing the data. Make sure you run the math. And you do the math, guys. How much income could you earn by buying an income annuity with the amount from the lump sum? All right. And number five, focusing on assets over income. Make sure you and your advisor are using software to model approaches. So there's a couple tips for you. And I try to keep up to date on some of this stuff. I hit you with the top five.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with
guys.
Your host, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.